Hello, welcome to Morning Manna, July the 23rd, 2019. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to allow us each day to study a part of your Word. We thank you for what it does for us and the growth that takes place in each heart. And today as we come, we ask that you would continue to guide us in the path of righteousness, that we might see clearly those things that we need to understand. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We've reached the second chapter of the book of Daniel, and we begin at verse 1. And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams wherewith his spirit was troubled and his sleep brake from him. Then the king commanded to call the magicians and the astrologers and the sorcerers and the Chaldeans, for to show the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. And the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king in Syriac, O king, live forever. Tell thy servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. If ye will not make known unto me the dream, with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. But if ye show the dream and the interpretation thereof, ye shall receive of me gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore show me the dreams and the interpretation thereof. They answered again and said, let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation of it. The king answered and said, I know of a certainty that you would gain the time, because you see the thing is gone from me. But if you will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you. For you have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me, till the time be changed. Therefore tell me the dream, and I will know that you can show me the interpretation thereof. The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there is not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter. Therefore there is no king, lord, or ruler that asks such things at any magician or astrologer or Chaldean. And it is a rare thing that the king requireth, and there is none other that can show it before the king except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh. For this cause the king was angry and very furious, and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain, and they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Then Arioch made the king known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time, and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the Lord of heaven concerning the secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of the God of forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hath made known unto me now what is desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Therefore Daniel went in unto Arioch, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon, he went and said thus unto him, Destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show unto the king the interpretation. Then Arioch brought in Daniel before the king in haste, and said thus unto him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah that will make known unto the king the interpretation. The king answered in the presence of the king. And the king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, Art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen, and the interpretation thereof? Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, The secret which the king hath demanded, cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers, show unto the king? But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed, what should come to pass hereafter. And he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sakes that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. Thou, O king, sawest, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest till a stone was cut out without hands, that smote the image upon his feet, that were of iron and clay, and brake them in pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain, and filled the whole earth. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art a king of kings. For the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven, hath he given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art the head of gold. And after thee shall arise another kingdom, inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, forasmuch as iron breaketh in pieces, and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these, shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes part of potter's clay, and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, and there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, forasmuch as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand for ever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it brake in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. And the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel, and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. The king answered unto Daniel and said, Of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods, and the Lord of kings, and a reveler of secrets, seeing thou couldest reveal this secret. Then the king made Daniel a great man, and gave him many great gifts, and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. In the book Prophets and Kings, page 491, beginning at paragraph 1 in chapter 40, under the heading Nebuchadnezzar's Dream, it says this: "Soon after Daniel and his companions entered the service of the king of Babylon, events occurred that revealed to an idolatrous nation the power and faithfulness of the God of Israel. Nebuchadnezzar had a remarkable dream, by which his spirit was troubled, and his sleep break from him. But although the king's mind was deeply impressed, he found it impossible, when he awoke, to recall the particulars. In his perplexity, Nebuchadnezzar assembled his wise men, the magicians, the astrologers, and the sorcerers, and besought their help. 'I have dreamed a dream,' he said, 'and my spirit was troubled to know the dream.' With this statement of his perplexity, he requested them to reveal to him that which would bring relief to his mind. To this the wise men responded, 'O king, live forever. Tell your servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation.' Dissatisfied with this evasive answer, and suspicious because, despite this pretentious claim to reveal the secrets of men, they nevertheless seemed unwilling to grant him help, the king commanded his wise men with promises of wealth and honor on the one hand, and threats of death on the other, to tell him not only the interpretation of the dream, but the dream itself. 'The thing is gone from me,' he said. 'If you will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, you shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. But if you show me the dream and the interpretation thereof, you shall receive of me gifts and rewards of great honor.' Still, the wise men returned the answer, 'Let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation thereof.' Nebuchadnezzar, now thoroughly aroused and angered by the apparent perfidy of those in whom he had trusted, declared, 'I know of certainty that you would gain the time, because you see the thing is gone from me. But if ye will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you. For ye have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me, till the time be changed. Therefore tell me the dream, and I will know that you can show me the interpretation thereof.' Filled with fear for the consequences of their failure, the magicians endeavored to show the king that his request was unreasonable, and his test beyond that which had ever been required of any man. 'There is not a man upon the earth,' they remonstrated, 'that can show the king's matter. Therefore there is no king, lord, or ruler that asketh such things at any magician or astrologer or Chaldean. And it is a rare thing that the king requireth. And there is none other that can show it before the king, except the gods whose dwelling is not with flesh.' Then the king was angry and very furious, and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. Among those sought for by the officers who were preparing to fulfill the provisions of the royal decree were Daniel and his friends. When told that according to the decree they also must die, with counsel and wisdom, Daniel inquired of Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, 'Why is the decree so hasty from the king?' Arioch told him the story of the king's perplexity over his remarkable dream, and of his failure to secure help from those in whom he had hitherto placed fullest confidence. Upon hearing this, Daniel, taking his life in his hands, ventured into the king's presence and begged that time be granted, that he might petition his God to reveal to him the dream and its interpretation. To this request, the monarch acceded. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions. Together they sought for wisdom from the source of light and knowledge. Their faith was strong in the consciousness that God had placed them where they were, that they were doing his work and meeting the demands of duty. In times of perplexity and danger, they had always turned to him for guidance and protection, and he had proved an ever-present help. Now with contrition of heart they submitted themselves anew to the judge of the earth, pleading that he would grant them deliverance in this their time of special need. And they did not plead in vain. The God whom they honored now honored them. The Spirit of the Lord rested upon them, and to Daniel in the night vision was revealed the king's dream and its meaning. Daniel's first act was to thank God for the revelation given him. Blessed be the name of the God forever and ever, he exclaimed, for wisdom and might are his, and he changes the times and the seasons. He moveth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hath made known unto me now what we desired of thee, for thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Going immediately to Arioch, whom the king had commanded to destroy the wise men, Daniel said, "Destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show unto the king the interpretation." Quickly the officer ushered Daniel in before the king with the words, "I have found a man of the captives of Judah that will make known unto the king the interpretation. Behold the Jewish captive, come, and self-possessed in the presence of the monarch of the world's most powerful empire." In his first words, he disclaimed honor for himself and exalted God as the source of all wisdom. To the anxious inquiry of the king, "Art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof?" he replied, "The secret which the king has demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, and soothsayers show unto the king, but there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days." My dear brother and my dear sister, this morning, the revelation that God poured into Daniel's head that day was a message not just for Nebuchadnezzar, but a message for us. God in his wisdom knew that we would need to know the future. And he knew that if he had given Daniel the dream initially, Daniel did not have the authority, did not have the influence to call the entire world together. But he knew that if he had given that dream to Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar could call the entire world because he ruled the world at that time. The message that he received that day is the message that we must receive also. And as we look back through history, we see the fulfillment of that dream in every single detail. And the question is, are we aware that today we are living in the latter part of that dream? How close are we to the kingdom? How committed are we to following the path of righteousness? Have we embraced that which God has given us and taken the opportunities that he's made available to us so that we might be prepared for the latter days? Today, I ask you, please, return to your God. Ask forgiveness. Ask him to forgive you for the time that you have wasted and the opportunities that you have overlooked. Return to the study of God's word. Return to a prayerful attitude daily, talking with the God of heaven. Return to the time when you would allow God to lead you in every detail of your life and in all your decision making so that you might be prepared to deal with the time to come. We thank God for his word. And as he spoke to Daniel, who ultimately spoke to Nebuchadnezzar, I want you to understand that he is speaking to us today also. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you show us so clearly those things which are to come. You have shown us all that we have seen already, and the rest of it is not far away. We ask that you would continue to guide us in the path of righteousness and allow us to follow you closely and accept that which you have laid out before us, so that we might indeed be not just witnesses, characters that have been prepared and are similar to the character of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been Morning Manna, July the 23rd, 2019.